After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man. But we talking about practice right now. We talking about practice.
That's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello?
Today, as it's, we're just kind of talking about, I think, Super Bowl memories. When it comes to the Super Bowl, you know, there's a few things I remember. I remember Dallas Cowboys killing it for a while.
Yeah.
And Emmitt Smith being my favorite player. And then, even then, I thought Troy Aikman, you know, was a little sus. Nothing wrong with that. I never judged him.
You can't be an Emmitt Smith fan if you're from Detroit. What is wrong with you? Barry Sanders all the way, you traitor.
Oh, I love Barry Sanders.
Oh, Riri. I'm sorry. Breaking news. Oh. Rihanna just did the crouch grab, and I liked it.
Oh, did she do a double nip slip or
no,
something?
No, not a like double. She's classy. She did a Michael Jackson, like, when he used to grab his balls. She was kind of...
Oh.
Remember that? That was kind of weird, wasn't it?
She's pulling a Donald Trump.
Again.
Grab him by the... Grab him by the...
Staff man just text us. I was just thinking the same thing. I'm not trying to body shame her, but is it official? Is she pregnant again?
Oh,
breaking
not...
news. After School Special Podcast.
Rihanna is pregnant with...
And I'm the daddy.
Yeah. And Double D filled her up, allegedly. I don't watch the Super Bowl anymore. I will not watch the Super Bowl until the Lions are in the Super Bowl.
There you go. So you'll never watch.
Well, come on, man. I think our team now is better than it's ever been, or at least there's enough hype behind it that people are getting behind the team. The fact that we... took out the Packers from the playoffs.
No, that felt good.
Yeah, it felt really good.
Yeah.
With Joe Rogan's new best friend, the quarterback, I can't remember his name.
You don't have to. We won't say his name on this blessed show.
Yes.
Uh-oh, she's walking. Breaking news, Rihanna's walking. She's walking sexy. Oh, yeah, look at the camera, Riri.
I'm sure there's some guys out there with fetishes in regards to pregnant women that are loving it right now.
Allegedly. I don't know if she's pregnant.
I remember it was like a Cub Scout thing where we stayed, like it was an all-nighter in the gymnasium. And, you know, you can do, like, play basketball and all this other stuff that kids don't do nowadays. I remember there were like a bunch of things that people were like, well, we could watch a movie. One of the kids brought the taping of the Super Bowl because he didn't get to watch it. And I'm like,
loser.
But no, it wasn't the Super Bowl. He just wanted to watch the halftime special. Mind you, this kid was very strange. But yeah, what are some of the, like, as a kid, I always remember the food. My mom's chili and breakfast sausage dip.
Why chili chicken?
No, white, no. Why does everyone think white people makes white chicken chili?
That shit is good. That wasn't hating. I prefer it.
Everyone asks me, it's like, what do you do for Super Bowl? You making some white chicken chili? There's a friend of mine, and I'm like, no. She's like, oh, you white people always make white chicken chili. I'm like, what?
That's one of your many great contributions.
That and mayo. Mm.
Yeah.
I wish.
What is Riri doing now? Yeah, she kind of moving slow, kind of like a boxer in the eighth round, got a few hits in them, and they're just trying to get their win back. I think she is a little pregnant. I heard this is like the first time she's like practiced for a gig in a long time, and I'm like, well, this was the practice, just to move a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right. All your dancers are doing all the moves.
Well, how about the Puppy Bowl?
Okay, where is that at?
It's on HBO Max.
Oh, no kidding.
Watched it earlier. It was very good. Actually, when you guys
on mushrooms?
No. Yeah, the Puppy Bowl is on HBO Max. When you guys had texted earlier, I was doing the Wim Hof breathing method, and I fell asleep.
So you just fell asleep. You were breathing, no, I and did. Then you fell asleep.
So I want you to do it, Don. I want you to do it. I want you to look it up on YouTube. Wim Hof breathing method, W-I-M. Do it. Do it once, and you will feel like your hands start tingling and everything, because one of the reasons for, you know, stress and like weight gain and whatnot is the fact that we shallow breathe. Our breath is shallow. So what this does is it forces you to take deeper breaths and hold in once you pushed out the air and whatnot. I'm not doing the cold showers thing yet.
Wait. So this guy, out of everybody in a few millennia or more, got his name on this type of breathing? Like, nobody else discovered this?
I don't think so. But there's like the four...
All that time? It was just like, oh, you know, you should probably hold it in a little bit more.
Yeah, this old hippie dude, he just breathes a lot and it seems to work. I don't know what it is, but my dick is working and my wife is happy.
Hey! So that's all we gotta do is just like get high and notice stupid things, and then we can get our name on it, and then we can like put a patent on it. That's all we gotta do. Like if you blink like this, okay, you can't see this audience, but I'm blinking really aggressively. Like that helps moisturize your eyeballs. That's the Dom method of blinking.
Call it the Dom method. The Dom.
The Dom, like Dom from Fast Dominant. And Furious. Oh, Dominant. Yeah, there you go.
And it has a part of your name. Well, hopefully at After School Special Podcast, we will have our own line of marijuana and mushrooms at some point. That's the goal. That's going to be, and then we'll have t-shirts, but mostly the weed and sell it after school, ass weed and ass mushrooms, right?
Yes, aliens and marijuana. Put it on a shirt, After School Special Podcast, especially now that there are aliens that were shooting down left and right.
Did you see the video?
No.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if the video is real, but what they showed, it looks like a vehicle.
Now they're saying it's part of the Chinese balloon thing. So the Chinese are like the Joker. They're just getting these devices where it just looks stupid and they're terrorizing everybody. They're the Joker.
I was going to say, do you think...
Chinese because... Joker. Did you see any like good Super Bowl commercials this year?
The Flash.
That was it.
Best one.
Mother bleeping. Why was I going to call him Bruce Wayne Keaton. And Michael Keaton? Yes. Oh, God.
Bruce Keaton. We'll call Bruce Keaton.
Yeah, he might as well be. He is my Batman. And he said it. I'm Batman. Like, hell yeah. Course. Michael Keaton. Yes.
He looks like buff as shit in that, too.
He looks good, like, baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm pretty excited about that. The fact that Ben Affleck's in it, that's pretty cool. But this is going to open up the whole DCU. This is how they're going to start it, is with The Flash. The Flash is like the first movie because he goes away and I think he may stay. I don't know.
He does the Flashpoint thing where it just messes up their multiverse, their version.
So it'd be nice to see Henry Cavill, but I don't think that's going to happen. And
bring
then,
him back, man. I heard Gunn wants to bring him back or said he was a good Superman at least. So bring him back, bro. But any other commercials this year? It's been some good ones over the last... Actually, no, there hasn't been any good ones in the last 10 years. I'm trying to
think everyone's more obsessed with the trailers that are coming out. Like, you had Guardians of the Galaxy. You didn't really see much difference. Like, someone's going to die. Cool. I think people are more excited for the DCU rather than all the Marvel movies that are coming. But I don't know. Kang the Conqueror, the Quantumania... Comes out next week. So they're saying that that's could be better than Endgame.
Any other observations that's been going on? Because in pop culture, everything is going back to nostalgia, as we all know. We originally wanted to do this episode on Martin, but we're going to do that next time. This time we're going to do our annual Super Bowl predictions. Aaron, who do you have? Who's going to be the Super Bowl MVP and who's going to win?
The MVP...
Yes.
Of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Is the city of Philadelphia. They're the real MVP. Especially once the Eagles, they fly and soar, they're going to destroy that city. We already know that, don't we?
So you're picking the Chiefs?
No, I'm picking Philadelphia.
Oh, buddy. Okay.
Philadelphia.
Oh, who's your MVP? You said you didn't know.
I don't know anyone that plays on Philadelphia. I like the people of Philly. And I appreciate them very much. I also appreciate the people of Kansas City. I am definitely a politician here.
I don't think either one of those cities listened to us. So,
oh, both. No, wait. We do have other podcasts that we listen to and that we communicate with that are from Philadelphia. So,
oh,
Philadelphia. Go no Eagles. Kansas City ones though. So, Kansas City.
I like the barbecue though. I like Malcolm and Eddie.
Is that Kansas City? That is Kansas City, isn't it?
Yeah, Ozark. The hell is in Philly? Rocky?
Yeah, Rocky was in Philadelphia.
What, they got cheese melts?
Philly cheesesteak, dipshit.
Same thing.
The cheese sandwiches, cheese toasties.
They got cheese toasts. They got bagel bites.
They got the cheese toasts, the tomato soups, and the avocado penises. What?
Well, if you're picking Philadelphia, I'm picking the Chiefs. I'm picking Mahomes to win the MVP.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey, babies, you liking the show? Well, thanks. Leave a 5-star rating and a comment, please. Do you want to see the guys' faces? Well, they got YouTube videos. You can watch this podcast on any major platform you listen to. Rate 5 stars and comment. Thanks, babies.
How much time is that? Did we say, were we interesting this time?
We kind of just bullshitted, but
there you go.
I think there's an episode. I'd say give 10 more minutes and then you can cut out.
I had a suggestion since I thought Instagram Live was not cut short, but we didn't really dig into it because of technical difficulties, but I was going to suggest talking about the AMC thing real quick so we can just...
Oh, yes. So the conversation that we had on the live, if you were on there, which you weren't probably, we were talking about AMC and the theater costs or the cost of seats now as to people getting up in arms and whatnot. And I took the side of the corporation because that's what I do. I'm a shill and want that AMC popcorn money. So... basically, the better seats are going to be more expensive. The normal seats, or seats on the side, I guess, are going to be the normal price. The good seats are going to be higher. The regular seats are going to be normal price. And the seats in front are going to be $2 lower. And it's only a $2 increase as well. Now, we had the idea that it would make more sense to do this during premieres, not throughout the whole run of the film. And that makes a little more sense. Do I think that it sucks? Yes, it does. But do I think it's better than raising the price of all tickets? I think it's better. I think there is classism with this, but people that can afford the more expensive tickets probably already have home theaters, but it's not the same experience. I think we can all agree that a home theater, I've been in one, this was a while ago, and it just was not the same. It wasn't the same.
You think A, they're going to start scalping tickets. B, are they going to have standing room only tickets? Can I get one of those general admission tickets? Kind of like we're at the Fillmore, we're just standing and we can just like walk around and like drunkenly bump into people that's sitting there. Like, oh shit, my bad, man. Whoa, Batman.
I would say it's a safety risk. Yeah, well, it's the same thing. For my argument, they already do this for shows like music shows, sports events, and they've been doing this type of thing in Europe, I think, for the last year or so because of the pandemic and everything, and theater groups had to try to figure out how to make some type of money. I think AMC needs to stop expanding because we've already seen with some of the other podcasts that we've done with these businesses, once you expand too much and you try to cover the gamut and you try to monopolize on something, normally you fail. Power companies, you know, like DTE, they monopolize. Consumers Energy here in Michigan monopolize, but they're strictly in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if every major city is set up like that, where we have a DTE energy company, and let's say Philadelphia, do they have a Philadelphia energy company?
I think so. I think that is the case, but maybe there's multiples, because a lot of people complain about the Detroit situation. And then Texas has its own grid, which I don't know if, I'm not exactly sure how that works. But with the AMC thing, the biggest thing is that they're trying to pay off their debt. If they're able to pay off their debt, that stock price is going to go up and I'm going to get f***ing rich. That's all I give a shit about. So if you don't know anything about the stock market, the situation with AMC, GME, Bed Bath & Beyond, these meme stocks, everyone, you know, kind of made fun of it. But now people are realizing that, oh, these hedge funds are cheating. They're naked shorting these stocks, which they're just creating stocks out of thin air. AMC is one of them. I think they're going to be able to pay off their debt once they do this whole transition there, but it's, I don't want to get too much in the stocks. People don't, I don't know if they know enough about this type of shit. I am an investor, also a dumbass when it comes to
since the aliens have always been here. Aaron, do you think they've been investing in stocks and now they're finally becoming public by like appearing?
No, they've been investing in suppositories, anything butt related, and anything that can help, probably fleshlights. You know, they want those cums, they want those spider webs, so that way they can procreate. And what they've been doing is you're going to start seeing people, you know, get a little taller, eyes get a little bigger, mouths get a little smaller, noses go in a little bit more. They are slowly introducing their kind into the world. That's what they want to do. They want to procreate, put their people in power. And those are just the grays. Those are the tall grays, and then you have the short grays. And then you have the Venusians, the reptilians, which are also known as draconians, which the draconians may have come from the inner earth. Let's be real about this, folks. If we're going to get on this subject, we got to talk about the earth within the earth, and then the hollow moon. This is what After School Special Podcast is all about. Actually, it's not. It's all nostalgia-based. This is just shit.
Oh, I'm nostalgic. I'm wondering why not only they're popping up now, just like putting their balls out there, like they don't even care.
They don't have sexual organs, Don.
Putting their meat slabs out there, whatever it is, him, they, it, there, she.
It's just a bare area. That's all it is.
Bare. So aren't you a little surprised it's just so easy to shoot them down? You think these are like dummy decoy ships? Are these the poor aliens?
I think it's a
poor aliens.
Possibly a poor aliens.
Yeah, they driving a hoopties.
Yeah, Toyota Camry, like a 96 Toyota Camry. I think that this is a way to kind of take our attention somewhere else from all the other shit that's been going on, the crazy spending. As much as I love people of Ukraine and whatnot, we can't continue giving billions of dollars to this country when our people here are starving. Inflation's going through the roof. People can't afford to rent houses anymore. So people are now just building homeless hobbles, cities within a city type of thing. Now, mind you, freedom must ring. But at the same time, I think it's like a disinfo thing.
The government doesn't care about Ukraine. Like the people of the United States care about Ukraine, but they're just using Ukraine as a proxy war to go against Russia. It's pretty much we're at war at Russia. Biden is just hell-bent on starting some shit and dragging them into another Vietnam War, just like they did with Afghanistan in the 80s. It's the same shit. Same stale playbook. Like, nobody has time for this, Biden. Damn. I need some stimulus money. Meat patties.
Listen, Jack, I don't like borscht, and I tie my shoes on 1 foot times two, buddy. You know what I'm saying, Jack?
He seems like the kind of guy who wears presidential slippers everywhere in the White House, like everywhere.
And a robe. He's got a robe. He's always in his pajamas.
I can see. Oh, Mr. Burns' robe.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey guys, as always, you can catch this podcast on any major platform you listen to podcasts. Please make sure to rate us 5 stars and comment on how you're liking the show. After School Special Podcast.
You know, that hard goodness that you get the next day.
Oh, yummy.
From a day old donut at Dougie's.
After School Special Podcast.
No. That's my childhood right there, motherfucker. When did that come out?
Podcast comes out every Friday. Well, everyone, that is it. This has been After School Special Podcast. We did a quick episode here because scheduling did not work out and we weren't able to record the Martin episode, but we will be recording that probably once this is released. Yeah, that's pretty much it. We hope you had a great Super Bowl Sunday and you got all the Valentines in the world. We're sending you a Valentine. Won't you be ours? Become a Latchkey Kid. Follow the Instagram. Follow the TikTok. After School Special Podcast on Instagram. After School SPE3 on Twitter. And then After School Special 3 on TikTok. And then you can also reach us at After School Special podcasts@gmail.com and the website afterschoolspecialpodcast.com. Reach out. Let us know what episodes you want to hear. We keep saying this over and over again. Leave us a voicemail. The link is in the Instagram bio, and then you scroll down. You can leave us a message down. What is that voice message service again?
It's on speakpipe.com, and our handle on that is latchkeykidspeak, and that's at speakpipe. Pipe. Like your land pipe. Pipe.
Yeah, because you're a plumber.
Yeah, like Mario.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Instagram Live Fridays at 6 o'clock and or 6:30, which whenever we're able to do it, more or less. But normally 6. And we would love for you guys to come on there. And as soon as we kind of get the pacing down as what we're going to be doing on there, we'll start bringing on guests to the Instagram Live. We had Mike Dyson of Dicey World on, and we were talking basketball and the fact that neither of you guys thought I knew anything about basketball.
No, we didn't. We totally left you out of the conversation. But you, like a Jedi Master, cut through with your knowledge and you earn a little bit of respect that day. So that's the kind of things that happen on Instagram Live Fridays.
Aaron gets respect.
There you go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next time. Hey everyone, it's Aaron from After School Special Podcast. Like what you hear so far? But don't forget to subscribe and download the show on whatever platform you get your podcasts. And just a friendly reminder, we have new episodes out every Friday. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Like if you blink like this, okay, you can't see this audience, but I'm blinking really aggressively. Like that helps moisturize your eyeballs.